Well, welcome to the Jefferson State of Mind program. Just as we were about to play the opening theme here and get out of the news at the top of the hour, our operating system decided to reboot itself, so we have no opening theme is what it comes down to. We'll be back. Moment. Oh, it looks like we do now. So, all right, we'll do this the right way. We'll go ahead and play the opening theme for Jefferson State of Mind. Unless we won't. Okay. Well, this is not a good sign. I just started it, and it decided to reboot itself again. So let's just go to our hosts for this morning's edition. Good morning, gentlemen.
Well played, NSA. Well played.
You know it.
Well, good morning, Jefferson State of Mind. I guess we'll just skip the music and dive right into today and what we got going on. We got a couple of different things we want to kick around. We want to talk about the media bias and that goes on not only with the State of Jefferson movement, but things throughout California and the different ways and how the media is really let down the public and the people in a large way, and just how lightly they take their duty. But before we get into that, welcome to the Jefferson State of Mind. It's a cold and drizzly Sunday here, loving it. I'm here with my co-host, Wynn Carpenter. How are we doing this morning, Wynn?
Doing well.
Now, should we change your name to the oft-misquoted Wynn Carpenter?
Once again. Yeah. And I must say it will be for the last time.
Right. Yep. You hit the point where you're like, okay, I'm just done with you.
Yep.
You know, you can only screw it up so many times before you're not screwing it up.
Yeah, totally inept.
Yeah. Lack of pride.
Yeah.
Lack of... anyways, we'll get into all of that.
Integrity, the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty, especially, you know, for people like myself and other people that I know that are in the citizen media, and how hard we work to make sure that we're accurate, that we vet information, that we can show you what we're talking about and prove it six ways from Sunday. Mm-hmm. And before we ever bring it up, and just the off-the-cuff rhetoric that mainstream media just spouts, it's crap.
Yeah.
It's really terrible. But we're going to dive into that, and then we're going to discuss the assembly from last Sunday, mm-hmm. which was amazing and fantastic. It keeps getting better.
Yes, it does.
I don't know. It's like, where's the ceiling on how good it can get and how good the understanding is and the knowledge level of the people and the form of government that's going to come out for the State of Jefferson.
There is no ceiling.
Yeah, there is no. It's freedom, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there is no ceiling.
It's exciting stuff. It's heady stuff, and we're getting there and watching the culmination, and I'm pretty happy to watch what's going on.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Just get here already. We understand the frustration of...
The clock's ticking.
Just get here already.
And we just got set back an hour.
I know. We got to wait an hour longer now. Thanks. Whose great idea was that? Oh, so we want to dive into media bias. And we in the State of Jefferson have the unique opportunity of experiencing it firsthand over and over and over. And it's not just one media outlet. It's several different media outlets. The various counties and their local publications. The just kind of inattentiveness and the glossing over that a lot of it does, of a lot of local medias do, is bad enough. But then you get into the intentional misreporting and the intentional spinning of what it is, and that's not the duty of the press. Okay,
well, and two, how many of them have been picked up by Breitbart?
None.
And you have?
We have on more than one occasion.
There you go. So what does that tell you?
We've been picked up on Breitbart. We've had articles that actually get picked up by international newspapers. We've had articles printed in Russia, Israel, Germany, Japan. You know, we've had stuff go all over the place because it really is that well researched and backed up. Where here is a perfect example. And me, I don't even like talking about the Record Searchlight anymore. I don't even want to offer them the time of day enough to mention their name. But they really are a prime example
yep.
of what's going on. if you were to look at the Jefferson movement and the dead center of the Jefferson movement, the heartbeat of the Jefferson movement, in a lot of ways, is Shasta County. Geographically, we're dead middle. A lot of the work and the effort and, you know, has come out of Shasta County.
Right.
And we kind of proudly own that. Mm-hmm. And our local paper is basically sitting on ground zero of one of the strongest movements that is going to change the dynamic, not only in our state, but in our country.
In over 150 years.
And they couldn't care less.
Yes, exactly.
They're completely oblivious. Yeah, they're yeah. just, they're clueless. And even when you sit down and talk to them, they remain oblivious.
They don't get it. They're not allowing it to sink in.
No, they don't want to. They have their own agenda. They are paid media hitmen.
My spidey sense, when I was interviewed, my spidey sense was, do not do it. After everybody's been burned so many times, and they got me a year or two ago, and same thing. It's like, you know, my gut just told me not to do it, and I was going against it, and I did it, and then they did what they did.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I was right. One more time, I was right, and that jack wagon would not do and print the information that was directly told to them and quoted to them. They misquoted like a stupid thing, like mm-hmm. where I used to work. It's like, easily checkable. And if you don't have half a brain, you can still figure that out. And the position I held.
I know.
And they said that I held a position that I clearly would not and never have held. And somebody else is currently in that position, has been for a long time.
Yeah.
Too long. But anyway, that's...
Could have taken you maybe 2 seconds to Google that one.
Yeah, that would have been real easy.
Make a phone call to the office or...
That shows you that they don't know how the political process works locally.
They know nothing.
They know nothing about government locally.
Yeah.
And that tells you right there. It's like, okay, you know, they are totally inept. And I don't know if it was the actual interviewer, you know, Nathan Solis, or the editor. Changing things.
Could have been either
one. I have no idea because I'll never know. But
could have been both.
It could have been both.
As poorly as it was written, I'd be surprised if it went through an editor at all.
There you go.
It just and not only just the lack of pride, the thing that bugs me the most is the freedom of the press is guaranteed in the Constitution of the United States. Our founding fathers thought that getting good information to the citizens, that being the canary in the coal mine, being the tripwire, we're the alarm for the American citizen. For lack of a better way to put it, we're the intelligence agency for the American citizens.
There you go.
We're the watchman on the tower.
Keeping people in line.
We're the guys that are supposed to be looking for the corruption in our government. We're the guys that are supposed to be reporting that corruption so that you, the American citizen, can do something about it. And when we fail in that duty, it's bad enough. But when we intentionally hide that, mm-hmm. that's something altogether different.
Because
and
then you're becoming
ugly.
You are truly part of the problem.
You are part of the problem. Because with that right of freedom of press, we have, as the press, we have great leeway. We can go places that other people can't go. We can do things that other people can't do. We can get away with things that other people can't do.
Clearly.
That's a responsibility that's granted to us, but it comes with responsibility.
Yep.
We have a sacred duty to get right information out, okay? No matter how ugly it is or no matter who it hurts or, you know, people need to know.
Right. Absolutely.
And when you let that down, either through incompetence or, you know, anything like that is bad enough, okay? But when you do it intentionally, that's something altogether. It's criminal.
Yes, absolutely.
It's disgusting how bad, and it reaches far beyond just our own little local rag here. You know, it's if anybody has had, you know, the displeasure of looking at Facebook over the last week, and just the bombardment of junk from every direction, okay? The misinformation, the misreporting, the outright blatant lies about many different things on different sides of this election, different things that are going on. And it's an intentional attack on the press. They don't want anybody to believe anything. Because once you don't believe anything, you'll fall for anything.
That's true, yeah.
And that's part of what's endemic. And I don't think the people at the Record Searchlight even take the thought process that long. They don't realize that they are one of the foundations that protects our republic. and that every time that they lie or they do a shoddy job or they decide to distract or deflect or ignore, that they are basically hooking up a backhoe and pulling on the foundation of the Republic. They're trying to rip the foundation out. And I guarantee you that our founding fathers didn't give us the freedom of the press and the leeway that we have to report on Pet of the Week or to talk about, yeah, you know, Aunt Jane's giant cucumber.
Right.
Or, you know, that's not what we were granted that for. We were granted that to be the watchman. We are supposed to be standing the tower and letting the American people know.
Yeah.
Because the amount of work that it takes, it is a full-time job. And American people cannot be fully alert to everything that's going on around them and accomplish anything else. I've discovered that myself through working through journalism. The man hours that it takes to produce an article correctly. Sometimes it's 2-3 days of labor. Sometimes it's months of labor to finally get all of the pieces together and go, ha-ha, I gotcha, and put it together. And there's sometimes you get really close on a story and you're missing those last couple of pieces that tie it all together. You know it's there, but you can't in good conscience report it because you can't back it up, even though you know that you're looking at it. So you got to put it on the shelf and you got to wait for it. That's journalistic integrity, and there's none in this country anymore. It's, you know, since taking on kind of the journalism role and stuff and looking into people that were very influential in our country and in other countries, you know, Edward R. Murrow and some of these guys that had the integrity to report, even when it was ugly, even when it went over, you know, their own bias. They, you know, that takes a lot of integrity to report something against your own biases and your own personal slant on life and things. And it's not easy to always separate your personal thoughts and beliefs from facts, you know, but you have to be able to do that and keep the opinion out of it. Keep the opinion in the column page, you know, in the editorial, in the column page. If anybody respects you enough to read your opinion, fine, but keep your opinion out of your work.
Just the facts.
And I remember a comment by our local editor here, Silas Lyons, going on probably about 3.5-4 years ago, there's no such thing as unbiased media. Well, there certainly isn't out of the Record Searchlight. So, and that is one thing that we want to discuss is an article that was written by the Record Searchlight about our assembly that we had Sunday and just how badly and slovenly it was reported on. So we do have a guest that will be calling in here. Oh, is he on already?
Yep.
Oh, okay. And Terry, are you there?
I'm there. I've been listening.
Good morning, Terry. Right.
Good morning, guys. Let's take what you have said, which was very good, very good commentary. Let's take that and put that next to the facts. First of all, Nathan Soles did call me on at the beginning of the week about this article that was written, and the headline stated, 51st State Creation Supporters Meet. Shasta, not part of the 21 Counties in Movement. That is lie number one. Okay, now, and I'll get back to that. Now, getting to your comment, I'd like to say something about the editors being involved with Nathan. They are. Because during our conversation, Nathan did state that he had to go to the editors because I gave him many of the corrections that were actually said that day in what he was covering at our assembly. For example, he talks about Southern Oregon doing this process with us. Well, Southern Oregon can't be part of an Article 4, Section 3 split in the state of California because they are in the state of Oregon. I explained to Nathan that Sally and Mark Baird and myself sat down with their, at the time, head person at the Record Searchlight, Silas Lyons, several other people. We talked for about an hour and a half and explained to them exactly how the movement worked. So that's basically misrepresentation number one. Misrepresentation number two, there were 200 people there. Well, I asked Nathan where he got that information. He said he got it from Diana Baird. Well, Diana Baird told me that he never asked her that question. And when I told him the exact count, which was 381, he basically said, well, what time of day was that? And I said, what time of day did you ask Diana Baird? Well, he couldn't remember, conveniently. The other thing that he said when he talked to Wynn Carpenter, for example, I've spoken to a lot of staffers, that's you talking, Wynn, but never any of the representatives. That's when calling in to the state capitol and talking to our legislative body about Jefferson and the fact that we want them to support us in one way, shape, or form. Carpenter, who quit his job as county assessor to be part of the Jefferson Party. I asked Nathan about where he got Jefferson Party from, because we aren't a political party. We have Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, you name it, and we're all inclusive. We are not a party. And he said, well, maybe I assume that. And I said, well, let me ask you this, Nathan. Use this in a sentence for me, how assumption works with facts on reporting something. Would it be, I assume the facts are, is that what your sentence would be? He was quiet. You can't use those two words in the same particular sentence. Then he stated, so far, 21 Northern California counties have approved a plan to send their declaration for Jefferson's formation. Shasta County is not part of that collective, which is a flat-out lie. That isn't at all what Mark Baird said. And as I told Nathan on January the 6th, 2016, we went to the state capitol. We delivered 15 declarations, Shasta being in that mix, to the Secretary of State. It is in the parliamentary record. It's in the records of the Senate. It's in the records of the Assembly.
Plus the six that were already there.
Plus the six that were already there. And I explained that to him. And I said, so where did you get this? Well, I assumed, again, the word assumption. So I believe this young man's reporting is, I assume the facts are. How does that work?
Yeah, why did he even bother to show up? He could have written that junk from home.
Well, apparently, not only that, but when I asked him, you know, I said, well, why don't you have this information correct? Why? How come you reported what you reported? And here's the information. And he said, well, I need to go back to my editors. In other words, he's getting his marching orders from somewhere else. I don't take the Record Searchlight or these folks doing anything without an agenda. Not at all. Not even close. I don't think it's ignorant, at least not from top management. And it goes back to the same old thing where we even, a lot of people still believe, well, you know, Obama's just misled. No, he's got an agenda. So the naivety has gone a little bit too far for, I think, most of us here. What do you think?
I agree. It's too bad for too long and too dumb to be dumb. It's intentional. And it's intentional about a lot of things. And that's what we were kind of hitting on, is the betrayal of the American people. Because you're supposed to be able to rely on your media source. They've been granted constitutional protection, the most powerful protection in the land, to be able to perform a service and duty that is critical to the people. And when you have a failure on the level of the Record Searchlight, it's how we end up in the morass and the crap that we're in now. It's how you end up living in Gotham.
My real beef is, and you guys, I know, are going to talk about the great assembly we had. How in the world can somebody stand there like this reporter for literally an hour, listen to Mark Baird and all the facts he's talking about, many of the things which I just brought up? How can he possibly listen to this and come up with this particular comment? So far, 21 Northern Californians have approved a plan to send their declarations for the Jefferson Formation. They've either approved it or they want to send them in. How could he even possibly get that? That has been done as of January 6, 2016. That was plainly stated. And to mention that Shasta County is not part of this, I asked him about that. I said, how did you even get that? Again, or another assumption. He said, well, did the Board of Supervisors approve it? I said, they don't have to approve it. The right to redress a grievance and to petition the government is by the people.
Mm-hmm. And I
said 31,000 people basically have signed this support statement.
And I gave him all that data. I gave him all that data, and I explained.
You did. However, he didn't say that.
I know.
Because the agenda has been passed down by these characters at the Record Searchlight, and I think people ought to just boycott the place.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah. It's...
Hey, if we all go pick at the Record Searchlight, will they cover it?
I think we should go interview them. I think we should go in and interview them and ask them where they're getting their facts. How can they intentionally mislead the public? how do you intentionally do that? Because it's not something that's by accident or ignorance. It's intentional. And as I explained to Nathan, between October the 7th, fact, and October 31st, we had literally spoken to millions of people. Between all of us in Jefferson, the radio programs we did, one we did that was on the East Coast that aired four times and reached millions of people itself, all this stuff that's going on with Jefferson, with liberty, with the sovereignty of a state, and with a legal, ethical, and constitutional format that we're using and process that we're using, how can you even contrive such bull, and I won't use the other word because I'm on the radio, that these guys are putting out?
That's a good question. How can they do that?
How can you possibly do that unless you're being motivated to do so by another situation? I mean, there's just no way they can get it that wrong. There's just no way they can possibly get it that wrong.
Well, with the intent behind it, you know it's being fed from somebody is greasing palms somewhere. And that's what it always comes back to, the money talks and or access. So it's probably both, and it is what it is. You know, what? How do we counter that? We don't talk to them anymore. Are they allowed at our functions? No, because they're not public functions. These are private functions that we host. And we're always gracious when we have people come in and they ask us questions. We're willing to give them the answers, give them the information. We want them to be in the know and understand what's going on and how the process is working. What better people to interview than, like Red was saying earlier before, Shasta County. Good Lord, we're the hub of it. We do so much work here, and so much stuff has been driven out of here, and people connect with us to make sure that, you know, we're all in the loop and things are going forward. How in the world can they totally misquote it and misrepresent it? I don't get it.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, really when you look at what's happening, just what Shasta County, if we talk about the record searchlight, I'm going to have to tend to agree with you, my friend. I don't see why we even give them access to anything anymore. We do have Fox News, the affiliate out of Sacramento, and Fox News, which is going to be coming up soon. We have the ABC affiliate, CBS affiliate, NBC affiliate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Other newspapers, no problem. As I told Nathan, we've been followed around by the New York Times. Der Spiegel magazine from Germany spent 3 days with Mark Baird. The Abahi Shinbun newspaper came over from Japan to interview us. I mean, really and truly, the record searchlight, we either get another newspaper or they just need to become irrelevant. I mean, to me, when I saw this, it was one thing. But when I talked to that young reporter and listened to him, I'm thinking, seriously, whose bidding are you trying to do here? Are you just not hearing me? Is this not being communicated clearly? How about just the truth? Again, use the word assume and facts in the same sentence. And have the relevancy of the similarity between the two words. You can't have it, Nathan.
That's true.
It is. And the disservice and the discredit that it does to so many people that have worked so hard to be painted with such a liar's brush by Record Searchlight, it's disgusting. I mean, these are people that have given up of their time, their treasure, their lives on hold to bring this to formation. And what do they want? They want liberty. They want freedom. They want their children to be able to succeed. They want to be able to live where they grew up and where their family's from. Are we such deplorable people? Are we such despicable people that you, like a thief in the night, have to come up and you have to try and steal that from them? That you have to some kind of degrade that from them? It is your sacred duty and honor to defend those people, and here you are attacking them. I mean, let's really get into that, just how bad it is. This is not just an inconvenience. This is not just, you know, a shallow insult. Okay, this is something deeper and more insidious, and it is on so many levels.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It's insidious because it isn't just, I mean, what you're saying is, you know, what you just said was great, and you're right about everything you just said, but the thing is you're talking like an honorable man, Red. They're not honorable. There is no honor in what they're doing. There's not truth. There's not honor. There isn't any of that. You know, and so to me, when I see something like this, and even though, you know, it wasn't, I guess I'm more upset with the fact that, it's the continual position of the newspaper to be anti-liberty.
Absolutely.
To be in a position to offer no solutions and to go with the status quo, the strong liberal status quo that's happening right now. And it just, to me, it's appalling. It really is appalling.
Yeah, it's horrible. And it insults me to a great degree. And I, you know, knowing the people in the Jefferson movement, knowing what they're about, knowing the kind of people that's there, and watching these people be cast aside and have their hard work, you know, intentionally derailed by, I don't know.
Well, I want to leave this on a positive note, if I could, and then I'll let you guys all get off here. But the thing I want to mention is that when my wife and I were back on a trip to Yorktown and Gettysburg and Williamsburg and all through the East Coast, Pennsylvania, we were at Independence Hall, and we talked to Scott Adams, who does a radio program back there that reaches millions of people. And we did an interview. Mark Baird and myself did an interview for him, which was aired 4 days on the East Coast in a row. The idea of what we're doing is spreading across the United States of America. It's spreading to different states, Florida, Maryland, New York, just to Pennsylvania. And all the different states that this is going to, because of the sovereignty and the liberty that a state that has representation can give you. And that's what we're looking for, is representation, number one. Number two, when we were on our trip, we were with dozens of people from the United Kingdom, and we befriended a lot of them. We now have a lot of friends across the pond. Their remark was, when we told them about Jefferson and we talked about that, is this could spread across the United States of America to bring America back to the greatness that it once had, to bring the states back to the sovereignty that they once had, and to bring the American people back to the liberty that the founders gave us in 1776. You guys have a great day, we are anxious to hear about the great stuff Jefferson's doing, and have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Terry.
Right, thank you, Terry.
Appreciate your information.
You know, and as we were saying, it's not just the Record Searchlight. The Record Searchlight is a perfect microcosm. If you wanted to take a snapshot of the problem with the media, the Record Searchlight would be your poster child.
There you go.
Okay, of how to not be a media source.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, Lassen County, there's another example of so much misreporting, a failure to get to the facts, to get to the truth of something, and to just basically report what you want to hear, to report what you want to see, to try and sway people's opinion. And you are no longer a journalist at that point, and you no longer have those constitutional protections. That's not who you are anymore.
That's true.
And it's... You know, going through to it, it really is an insidious thing to do that, to take the work of so many good people and intentionally run it into the ground. For what? Why?
When they don't have the facts.
When they don't have facts. And they don't want facts.
No.
They want a story.
They want assumptions.
Yeah. And there's... that's exactly what it is they want assumptions. And a lot of, what's going on is, do these guys remember what reporters went through during certain periods of American history when people were trying to get the truth out to the American people before the revolution?
Yeah.
These journalists were arrested. They were jailed. Their printing presses were smashed. Their shops were burned down. Their families were threatened and taken captive for telling the truth.
Telling the truth.
That's why we have constitutional protections for the press, because they're vital. Without the press, there never would have been an American Revolution.
Yeah.
Without the press, there's a great many things that never would have happened in this country, great and powerful things. And for you to tear down the integrity of the – are we able to take a break, Bob?
Yes, we are. We have other means.
Okay. Just very quickly, you know, when you tear down that integrity of the press – and you help to pile on and get the American people to the point where they're done and they're fed up with the press and they don't care whether they're protected or not because they're garbage, you are doing one of the greatest disservices to this republic and our Constitution that you can.
That's true.
And
absolutely.
You're a traitor.
And a traitor at that point.
You are a traitor.
You know better than what we have going right now. I mean, it's just, it's awful.
So,
getting all the information out there. And
all right, we've got a couple of quick phone calls. If you guys can hang on just a minute, we do have to cut to a break, and we'll get to you right after the other side of this break.
My name is Steve Morgan, and I'm running for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. A little about myself. I am married to my wife, Pam, and have 4 sons, 7 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandson. I have lived in the area for about 12 years, but used to spend my summers in Toyon with my aunt and uncle. I am proud to be a Vietnam veteran and served our country on submarines. I have leadership experience as chair of various commissions and committees in Shasta County. I just completed a 2-year term as chair of Shasta County, LAFCO, where I gained valuable experience working with the city, county, and local special districts. My experience on various commissions and committees complemented my leadership skills earned while working with the federal government. I would like to conclude that your vote is important. I ask for your vote.
Coming to Reading Civic November 19th is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Tickets starting at just $39. Get them now before they're sold out. Like their sold-out tour. Call 229-0022. Stop by the box office or check out readingcivic.com for tickets today. And if you're there, NPR calls it a vintage filter on today's Top 40. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this new. If you've been on YouTube lately, then you're familiar with Everything Old is New Again brilliance of the viral phenomenon known as Postmodern Jukebox. That's November 19th at Reading Civic at 7 p.m. See you at the after party.
Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Get my turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, yeah, we're moving on up. Moving on up to the side.
We're back.
We are.
I don't think we ever left. I just thought we did.
Poor Bob's has some technical difficulties here. So
yeah, we are having electronics issues. So thanks for sticking by us here this morning, guys. All right. First, we've got Mark Baird on the line. Mark, are you there?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to follow up. My urge is to give a big speech, but I know you don't have time for that. I mean, you know, Tuesday's an important day. Jefferson could get a big lift on Tuesday. You know, we have a court case coming up. That court case will almost assuredly end up in the United States Supreme Court because of the forces arrayed against us. So the people who run the state of California, the employees unions, the crooks in the California Senate and the legislature. And when I say crooks, I mean the crooks of all parties. I'm not talking about party-specific crooks, and everyone knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people who vote in their own interest, not the interest of the people. Those are the people who pass 500 bills in less than an hour, having not read one single one of them. Those are the people who vote to restrict your Second Amendment rights and right afterwards go to jail for selling guns. Those are the people who make up the environmental regulations and the statistics for California EPA, and the head of the EPA in collusion with the government knows they're a lie and enacts to restrict the regulations anyway, knowing that everything about this is a lie. Those are the people who would take your liberty, take your money, take your property. And you have an opportunity to strike a blow on Tuesday. Here's what we need. We need your vote, because if we have a ninth Supreme Court justice who is a conservative, and by conservative, I don't mean supports this policy or that. I mean it in the way that Edmund Burke said it, conserve liberty. Liberty as enshrined by our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Declaration of Independence. If you get to vote Tuesday, is the Constitution a joke? Is the Bill of Rights a joke? Is the Bill of Rights the truth, or is it a lie? That's what you're voting for on Tuesday. If you vote one way, you're voting for the liars. The liars and the lie who enrich themselves at your expense, at the expense of your family, at the expense of your children. If you vote the other way, we may have a chance. We just may have a chance in Northern California to create the first free state in 150 years, where government is accountable to you, not the other way around. You know, the press are filled with liars. Terry already talked about that. The government of California is filled with liars. We all know that. This is your chance. Your vote counts. You need to vote. You need to get your family and your friends to vote. If we get that ninth Supreme Court justice, who is a conservative, we're going to win this case. That's what I'm pleading for. If you believe in liberty, you have a chance to strike a real blow for liberty, but you have to vote. That's it, guys.
Amen.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And, you know, the elephant in the room is one way or the other, Tuesday, America changes forever.
That is true.
One way or the other. And really what it comes down to is okay, Tuesday, do we get a little breathing room? Do we get to get work, you know, and start plugging the holes in the ship and get us back afloat? Or are we fighting about it?
Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. And this is the only power left to the people. You don't have any power left in the press because the press are full of liars. You don't have any power in legislature, at least in California, because you don't have any representation. And quite frankly, the people in power in Sacramento don't care a lick what you think or what you want or what you do or what you say. Nope. You only have one power left in this country and left in this state. If you vote for things like Gavin Newsom's anti-gun deal or any of the other just ludicrous things that are put on the California ballot, if you vote for someone who is anti-constitution, you're going to get what you pay for. This is your shot, people. Don't waste it. Use it, and use it wisely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No words are ever so true.
Well, thank you guys for the work you're doing. God bless you. God bless America. And I'm praying that we prevail on Tuesday.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. He's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
He's absolutely right. We've got to do the right thing.
Because that's what it comes down to is are we going to start getting a government back that protects us the way that it's supposed to, or do we have to start protecting ourselves directly?
Yeah, I don't want to be at the pearly gate saying, why didn't you?
Well, I don't think that's going to be a problem for a great many of us.
Well, we might be there sooner than later if that happens.
Might be.
That scares me for my family, that's for sure.
Because, you know, I don't think there's a great many of us that are going to watch our country go down and go down the slop chute and not have something to say about it.
That's true.
So, with that, do we still have Round Mountain?
Yeah, you got him here.
Hey, there Bob. We go. Hey, Bob, how we doing?
Hey, we're here in it's raining and things are turning green, and I hope they start getting better. But you brought up a point, and you were talking about the newspaper earlier and stuff like that. And from what I see over the years, you have people like the Browns here, our governor and stuff, and many people in government in California. Then you have the Clintons, you have the Bushes, you have the Obamas. They have bought the media.
Yeah.
And they have turned them into nothing but people who take orders from the elite people of what they want, how they want it, the way they see it, the way they need it. And they don't want the people to have a thought anymore. They don't want the people to have a say anymore in what happens in this state or in this country. And if we don't do the right thing here this election season, and that goes all the way from the president all the way down to our city and county people, if we don't get the right people in, we may as well just sign our death warrant. That's the way I see it.
I'd say that's a fairly accurate assessment, Bob.
There you go.
You know, and it's go back to comments that we were making earlier. What's so horrible about the idea of Jefferson? What's so horrible about Jefferson people? What are we asking for? What do we want?
Didn't Virginia and West Virginia do this 100-and-some years ago? And what was the reason? Exactly what we're fighting for today. It's no different.
It's not. We want people to have a voice in their government. We want government that's responsive to the will of the people. We want government that protects our rights. The entire reason that we set up government, the only reason we set up government, to protect our rights.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
But now they're taking them away. They're not protecting our rights. They're taking them away. They're telling us what we cannot do.
Well,
because
that's where I differ with them.
That's
you can't
right.
take my rights away.
Yeah.
You can damn well try, but it ain't happening.
That's true.
Yeah. So, okay, fellas, hey, you're doing a great job, and hey, really, God bless America. We need it now more than we've ever needed it. So,
thank you, Bob. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
You bet. You have a good one.
You too.
You know, and it's what's so horrible? How are we so deplorable? And what's your biggest argument? Oh, well, if we do that, the government won't be able to bribe us with our own money. Really? you would take over freedom and liberty. You would let somebody bribe you with your own money,
and
being free.
And the thing is, if they're not at any one of these meetings that we've had, or assemblies we've had, then clearly they're not hearing what the process is. It's not, and if they are there, they're not allowing it to sink in. Like the reporter, did he not hear what was being said? Because that's exactly what we're fighting against, and we're fighting for the free sovereignty and liberty for our state that we want to develop, and we will develop. So we need to make sure that people are in the loop, they understand what's going on, and what the process is. It's not just a flip of the switch and it happens. It's not just signing a piece of paper and it happens. It's not that easy. If it was that easy, good Lord, don't you think we've done it already?
Yeah.
And we're doing it the right way. We're doing it the moral, ethical, and honorable way. And a lot of us have given up a lot to make this happen. A lot of us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you make sure that you go through that process and you make sure that you explain what's going on. And people start seeing and they start understanding what's really happening. That's why they're drawn to it. Once they get in there, once they allow themselves to understand what's going on, they're like, holy cow, this is it. This is it. So hopefully they'll kind of make it happen for us.
Yeah. And to know the sacrifices that these good people have made, to know the work that they put in, to have them run down and degraded by somebody that didn't even care enough or have enough pride in themselves to do their job, or to have to suffer intentional slings and stones.
Well, for me personally, that's okay, because guess what? It just motivates me even more. It just makes me dig in harder and makes me do more for what I'm doing. So for me, and that's for me personally, everybody else handles it differently, but that's my way of looking at it. But I just know, and I'm not going to hold any grudges or anything like that with anybody because I try not to do that. I just do better, and I rise to the occasion, and I don't stoop back down to that level. I don't want to be in the gutter with them again. Sure. So I'm not going to allow myself to do that.
Yeah.
They blew it. A final blow for me. You know, this happened twice.
We're done.
I'm done.
So. Yep. With that, we've got Matt and Ridding, and we're going to have to sneak off to our last break. Matt, you there?
Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Keep up the good work first. To answer your question, Red, what's wrong with Jefferson and whatnot, it's the belief structure. We believe in freedom up here to make our own choices, even if that means falling down. These people do not believe that. They believe that because they feel they've figured life out, that gives them the right to tell other people how to live and use the force of government to impose that on them, even when it's completely, well, I can't even say it on the radio, backwards. The issue is these people will be dishonest until the very bitter end because they believe that they're doing what they is right in their mind regardless of what the people have to say.
Yeah, they believe the ends justify the means. And it would be bad enough if they were competent at it. They're not even good at telling us how to live.
Well, they might come up with an option.
Well, it would be reason enough to fight if just being told how to live and not being able to have our lives dictated to us. But they're not even good at it.
Right.
They're not even competent.
Well, they want that. I mean, I hope you guys realize that by now. They want the armed conflict with the American people.
Absolutely.
It will give them the excuse to justify the police state that they're building and take care of the people who won't go along with the criminal seizing control.
It's all part of the Clive and Pippen tactic. It's all part of the Alinsky tactic. It's all part of that. So they're just trying to cause chaos.
And they want us out.
And they want us out. So that's what they're trying to do. And we see through that. And we have a lot of brilliant people in Jefferson. And people are they're on it. They're getting it figured out. We've got a lot of brain power up here. And so – and I'm talking about through all 21 counties. And even the two counties that haven't signed on yet, there's some brain power there too.
There is.
They're just having
some
issues.
And there's well, we don't want to talk too much, but there may be something going on there too.
Yeah.
So, all right, we have to get ourselves off to our last break. So
thank you very much, Matt.
Appreciate the phone call, and you hit it dead nuts.
Yep. Right on target. So.
All right, this is KCNR Free Fire Radio for the North State. We'll see you on the other side.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
A Turtle Bay membership is your key to 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year, your membership to Turtle Bay is an incredible investment for you, your family, and your community. For less than $7 a month, two adults and up to four kids can get into the park every single day that Turtle Bay is open for a full year from date of purchase. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Coming to Reading Civic November 19th is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. tickets starting at just $39. Get them now before they're sold out, like their sold-out tour. Call 229-0022. Stop by the box office or check out ReadingCivic.com for tickets today. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love me. NPR calls it a vintage filter on today's Top 40. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this new. If you've been on YouTube lately, then you're familiar with Everything Old is New Again, brilliance of the viral phenomenon known as Postmodern Jukebox. That's November 19th at Reading Civic at 7 p.m. See you at the after party.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Well, welcome back to the last couple minutes of the Jefferson State of Mind, and let it serve as a warning, because one way or the other, it's happening.
Merle had it right.
Merle had it. So, with that, we got Billy Bob in Palisadro. How are we doing this morning, Billy? Are you there?
Good morning, Billy Bob. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
There we go.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
All right. Quick comment. I'm sorry to interrupt your show. It was a great show, as usual. And what Terry was talking about, this absolute disrespect to the people. But what that does is it goes back with this revelation of all the corruption in Washington, D.C., and the total disrespect for the people of America. We have to put our foot down and vote for Donald Trump and get this boat righted, this Red was saying, and start patching holes in it. And again, Donald Bush will be one of the best presidents America ever had. And mark my words, and again, our state of Jefferson will go forward and we will prevail. And again, thank you for all your hard work and dedication. As you were saying, the people that work so hard and don't get any recognition or even representation in our local media. Well, those days are over. We're going to win, and then we're going to go from there. All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, Billy Bob, before you go, who was it you want us to vote for? You combined two names there, and I want to make sure we're clear. Oh, he's gone already. He was so excited. I think he was talking about Mr. Trump. He did say Donald, but then he threw in Bush.
It's the first time he did say Donald Trump.
Yes.
And I think people, you know, it's something that we haven't talked about in a while, but we have talked about before in the state of Jefferson as we kind of close our last couple of minutes. We're not asking permission here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's correct.
We've never been asking permission. We're doing you the courtesy of informing you of our departure and what the question is for the state of Jefferson and for this country come Tuesday is not whether or not the corruption and the crap and the destruction of our country is over, because it's over. The question is what is the fight going to look like?
Right.
That's the question that's going to be answered on Tuesday.
Yes.
Because it is over. People are done. They're sick and tired of it. Yep. And it's through.
Well, just think, you know, if all these sponsors of all these networks pulled out, where would they go?
I'd be looking for a non-extradition treaty country. We'll see you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.